The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, it is time now for the bookshelf, and I'm delighted to say that the British Ambassador to Ireland, Paul Johnson, is with me to place his favourite read up there amongst all the other great tomes that we have amassed by now. Ambassador, you're very, very welcome to the show.
Hi, Kieran. Great to be here.
And thank you very much for joining us. So what book is taking pride of place on the bookshelf?
So, Kieran, in a year of many elections, including whatever it was, 800 million people in the Indian election, several hundred million in America, hundreds of millions across the European Union, I've chosen a book which is about a very unusual election campaign in which I think there were only 14 constituents. It's a novel by C.P. Snow called The Masters, and it tells the story of a year-long election campaign to be the head of a Cambridge college, set in Cambridge, surprise, surprise, in 1937. And it has the distinction, I think, if I remember this correctly, of being the first English novel that Mikhail Gorbachev ever read. And he said he learnt more about politics from this novel than from anything else he'd read, because it's this intensely political, psychological account of 14, I think it was, fellows of a Cambridge college who are this very small electorate, and these two candidates competing over the course of a year for their support to be the head of the college.
Can you remember when you first read this book?
So that's a good question. I mean, I've read it and reread it over the years. I think I first came across the book because I'd heard, when I was a politics student at university, so this would be best part of 40 years ago, I heard the Gorbachev reference, and then I saw there was a TV adaptation of the book in the sort of probably late 80s, mid 80s. So those two things guided me into reading it. So I'm pretty sure I read it when I was at university. I remember buying The Penguin because it's part of an 11-volume novel sequence. I remember buying the Penguin paperbacks, and they're now almost sort of crumbling and falling apart, but they still have pride of place on a bookshelf at home. So yeah, I'd have bought it probably about 35, 40 years ago.
How big a feature in this book and in the series of books is the world building? So kind of the setting, does it bring you back? You know, lots of listeners to this show, big fans of, say, the Hilary Mantel books in recent years, they feel they're back in Tudor England.
Exactly. And it's a very evocative thing. The very first scene is this guy who's the narrator of the book in his college bedroom. It's freezing cold. My wife comes from Cambridge, so I know all about cold Cambridge bedrooms because the wind comes straight through from Siberia. And he's reading by the firelight, and then someone comes in with the news that the master of the college is dying, which precipitates the election. And so there's a very strong, and the book takes place over the course of a calendar year. So there's the wisteria emerging in the courtyard in spring, there's the high summer. There's a very strong sense of place and of season. So although it's a political novel, it's about personalities and issues, there is a strong sense of place in it as well.
I mentioned the Hilary Mantel books. Mm. Lots of people who are fans of them as well, fans of the Shard Lake series, the C.J. Sadson, who very sadly passed away only a few weeks ago after Disney made the first season of his first book in that series. Anyway, that's a complete aside. It just popped into my head. So you didn't go to Cambridge yourself, though?
No, not bright enough. My wife went to Oxford. I went to Glasgow. I'll be in great trouble now with the Scottish universities. But no, very distinguished university.
But it's one of the ancient universities, as they say, isn't it? And
there is something very distinct about going to one of those ancient universities. There's the sort of the quadrangles and the tradition and the rest of it. And there's a certain mystique, a certain romance almost. I didn't go to Cambridge, but my wife comes from Cambridge, so I've spent a lot of time over the last 20 years in and around Cambridge colleges. And bizarrely, the college, which is the setting for the one in the book, Christ College, Cambridge, now has a former head of the Foreign Office as its master.
Okay.
So I joked with him that he was the latter-day successor to these fictional characters.
Because I was going to ask whether it resonated maybe more with you than it might with some listeners, given that experience. But if Mikhail Gorbachev enjoyed the book, maybe not.
You would think from the outside, reflecting on the book, that it doesn't seem very accessible. But it's the portrait of 14 people. It's set in 1937. So I was going to say war is raging in Europe. There's the Spanish Civil War. There's a big controversy between conservatives and liberals, broadly speaking, about appeasement and how to deal with Nazi Germany. And these big issues sort of infect the election campaign. So when you think about the sort of the student riots and the student protests about Gaza, you know, this combination of academia, personal ambition, and the outside world. So it's a novel about politics, it's about psychology, it's about human weakness and human strength. So although it's set in this very self-consciously elite society, and although it's very dated in many ways, not least having almost no female characters, it is an intensely political novel on various levels. So somebody who loved Wolf Hall or one of those books would I think find a lot in this as well.
The Masters by C.P. Snow is the name of the book. We always allow kind of honourable mention to something else because it's very difficult to pick a single book. What else would you like to mention?
So I'm tempted to sort of go completely to the other end of the spectrum. I've just finished a fantastic book called The Burnout by Sophie Kinsella. And it's about this woman who's working in marketing and half of her team are sort of ill and the other half have been sacked. So she's doing the job of about four different people.
Okay.
And she has this wellness counsellor who keeps on telling her that she needs to take an hour off to go to the wellness portal and do her enforced well-being thing. And she's saying, I just want to get my emails done. So that was one example. I mean, if I had to choose probably my next favourite book after The Masters, in a book that I'd really sort of take to a desert island or that really made a big impression on me, I love John le Carré and Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. Mm. I thought was a fantastic book in terms of the complexity of the plot and again the characterization and the sense of summing up the British bureaucracy, British society in a way in the 1970s. A very evocative book of its time and place, fantastic storyline. And again, because it's so complex, something that you can read and reread and get more out of each time. And again, a fantastic film and TV adaptations there as well.
What are you reading at the moment?
So I've just finished, or I'm just finishing, Paul Murray's The Bee Sting.
Oh, yes.
Which I loved. I must say, I'd read The Prophet's Song and came out of that sort of really sort of depressed and sort of needed something cheery to read and sort of read a sort of a lighter thing. And then read The Bee Sting. And I'm thoroughly enjoyed that. It's a fantastic set of characters. It's an amazing narrative, explores a lot of themes, but in a very sort of light, fast-paced way. And this climax that I'm just sort of going through, where this man who is being blackmailed sees his whole family and his whole sort of society crumbling about him and sort of, I won't spoil it for your listeners, but is about to take sort of quite desperate steps, which could have tragic consequences. It's an absolutely sort of brilliant read, so thoroughly enjoying that.
The Bee Sting by Paul Murray. Any number of books by John le Carré, but we'll kick things off with Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. The Masters, though, by C.P. Snow, Pride of Place on the Hard Shoulder Bookshelf. Ambassador Paul Johnson. Ambassador, thanks a million for joining us.
Kieran, great pleasure. Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.